The Word of God found in the Majority Text Authorized King James Version of the Bible is direction and instructions for life. Those who embrace it find life and find life more abundantly, even eternal life. In the United States, man spends 65 years of his life preparing for 5 years of retirement, but not 65 minutes preparing for eternal life. Obviously, this disparity will not stand in the day of a soon coming judgment. Have you prepared for eternity? Have you made your peace with God? Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit? Do you follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It is written in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then again in John 11:25-26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Would you like to settle your issue today? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 19:7-11, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. Man said the Bible is an irrelevant, unreliable composition for today's enlightened man. Now the record. There is no reasonable doubt that there was a Noah, that there was an ark, and that there was a global flood. There is no reasonable doubt that the Bible is accurate when it records that God destroyed all that was upon the earth, within whom was found the breath of life in their nostrils, with the exception of those preserved in the ark. There is no reasonable doubt. Brother Peter compares the skeptics concerning the return of the Lord Jesus Christ for the redeemed to the days of Noah. 2 Peter 3:3-7. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. At the end of this feature you will find listed for your consideration the Noah series. Biblical minimalists, those who criticize the accuracy of the Bible but actually claim to be supporters of it, wolves in sheep's clothing, and those who discount the Bible as the writings of mere men claiming it has no credible historic value, are consistently knocked on their aggregate ears. The Scriptures are true and righteous altogether. Truly, they are the only place to build a life that will last forever. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 551 that certifies the glorious supernatural accuracy of Holy Writ. These features are archived in text and streaming audio for the building up of the faith and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. We look forward to your visits. For you and me, the most powerful force in the universe is the spoken word of faith, for this very word can harness the very power of God. Be advised that Satan is busy attempting to erode this place of safety in your life. It is by the spoken word of faith that Satan's stronghold is broken and captive souls are set free. Romans 10:8-10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is by the spoken word of faith that you and I, as the redeemed, have been given all power and authority over Satan and his minions. Be assured that no scientific discovery or otherwise has ever controverted the word of God. Let your faith abound. The accuracy of the word of God is more than staggering. It is supernaturally inerrant. Minimalists have challenged the accuracy of the historic record of the scriptures, names, places, dates, etc. It should be a eureka moment for the minimalist to discover that the names of Noah and his sons and grandsons and great-grandsons are ubiquitous in today's world. They are still with us. They are everywhere. But unfortunately for the skeptics, it seems to escape them. In the Answers in Genesis book titled The New Answers Book 2, telling information is published regarding the names of Noah, his immediate offspring, and today's history. Following is a short review. I'll first read the name of Noah's descendant, and then I'll read the name that is used, and then I'll explain to you or define to you what it means. Descendant of Noah, Aram, name Aramaic. What is it? Language that came out of Babel and still survives, likely with changes down the ages. Some short parts of the Bible are written in Aramaic. Descendant of Noah, Cush, name Cush. Ancient name of Ethiopia. In fact, people of Ethiopia still call themselves Cushites. Descendant of Noah, Medai, name Medes. A group of people often associated with the Persians. Descendant of Noah, Ashkenaz. Name today, Ashkenaz, still the Hebrew name for Germany. Descendant of Noah, Gomer. Name, Galatia, Gaul, and Galicia. These regions are the old names for an area in modern Turkey, France, and northwestern Spain, respectively, where Gomer was said to have lived. His family, a line continued to spread across southern Europe. The book of Galatians by Paul was written in the church at Galatia. Descendant of Noah, Gomer, name Gomeridge. What is it? This is the old name for the Welsh language on the British Isles from their ancestor Gomer, whose ancestors began to populate the Isle from the mainland. Descendant of Noah, Javan, name Javan. What does it mean? This is still the Hebrew name for Greece. His sons, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim, still have references to places in Greece. Descendant of Noah, Meshach. Name, Meshach or Moscow. What does it mean? Meshach is the old name for Moscow, Russia, and one region called the Meshach Lowland still holds the original name today. The descendant of Noah, Canaan. Name, Canaan, the region of Palestine that God removed from the Canaanites for their sin and gave as an inheritance to the Israelites beginning with the conquest of Joshua. It is often termed the Holy Land and is where modern-day Israel resides. Descendant of Noah, Elam. Name, Elamites. What does it mean? This was the old name for the Persians prior to Cyrus. Descendant of Noah, Asher. Name, Assyria. What does it mean? Asher is still the Hebrew name for Assyria. Descendant of Noah, Tarshish. Name, Taurus or Tauros. What does it mean? A mountain range in Turkey. End of quote. It is interesting to note that early Irish genealogy begins with the name of Noah, as well as an 8th century Roman historian's table of European nations. In the genealogical record of the ancient Miatsu people of China, we find a man named Nua with three sons, Lohan, Loshen, and Jefu. The accounts of the Word of God are true and righteous altogether. Surely it is a place to build a life. There is no reasonable doubt. God said, Psalms 19:7-11, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Man said the Bible is an irrelevant, unreliable composition for today's enlightened man. Now you have the record.